Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's our buddy by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
This is one of the better versions of a song being sampled. Like, because this is originally by Buffalo Springfield, rock band, like in like the 70s. And then, what was it? It was Flavor Flav. And what was Flavor Flav and the other guy? They redid it for He Got Game. This is the He Got Game version.
Never knew such.
Yeah, Public Enemy that did that? Yeah. Yes, who Flavor Flav was. Yeah.
Did they remake that?
Remake what? He Got Game?
Yeah.
No, they remade White Men Can't Jump.
Jack Harlow.
Oh, that's right. Mm.
Dylan, did you watch it?
I didn't watch it. I just knew Okay. Jack Harlow was the main character.
Have you watched the original?
I have not.
Oh, man, you'd love the original White Men Can't Jump.
I got to check it out.
Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes.
That's such a good
dude,
movie. And that's
Rosie
a movie
Perez.
That would be, yeah.
I mean, there's so many good scenes. There's so many classic scenes. Like when the dude is short money and he goes to rob the convenience store and the clerk recognizes him. That's so good. This is a good movie. And nobody's seen it on the show but me.
I've seen it.
I've seen it, but it's been a couple decades since that.
What you got to understand is, dude, your mind when it comes to music and movies is just, my mind does not work like that. I can literally go, oh, yeah, it was a good movie. This man can, like, recite the credits from start to finish, and you're like, I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
I don't put things away like that.
He'll throw in a movie quote from 1990 and act like I'm supposed to know what it is, and I'm like, dude, that's one of my favorite movies. Still don't know what you're talking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but I have to give you credit. Your Rolodex on sports history and movie history is really unprecedented, honestly.
Although, I really did miss you yesterday when I dropped a Spaceballs line and nobody knew what I was talking
about. Oh, you dropped a Spaceballs line?
I quoted Barf. and nobody understood.
Oh, was that in the reef? It was the Mog?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Mog. Yeah,
half
we had
man,
the Mog
dog.
Conversation yesterday. Yeah. Somebody also on Twitter is asking, when you were talking about your pork salad, what kind of pork are we talking about? Are we talking about pulled pork? Or are we talking about pork chops? Pork tenderloin?
That would be weird putting a pork chop in a salad. No, it's pulled pork. So there used to be this place in Paulding County called the Briar Patch. Obviously, it's a barbecue spot. And they had this thing called a hickory salad. And it was basically lettuce. I mean, it was pretty, I guess some people would call it pretty basic. But it was lettuce, cheese, you get
tomato.
Some of those little cherry tomatoes, like the whole cherry tomatoes. Yeah. And then pulled pork on top of it. And you obviously get your choice of dressing. And you would use, if you use Thousand Island, it would taste like a pulled pork. Like, to me, it was like eating a Big Mac with pulled pork without the buns. Phenomenal.
So not a Big Mac.
So good. So good. So good.
What about this as Big Mac?
Because
I don't understand.
The Thousand Island.
Yes, the Thousand Island.
But
thank
that's
you,
not
Ali.
Even what special sauce is.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's
yes,
not
it is.
Really.
Dude.
No.
Now, this is a heated debate.
I'm going to tell you something. It is so ridiculously close that there might be like one, like, It might not even be a full ingredient. It might just be how much of an ingredient is different. Special sauce is pretty much Thousand Island dressing.
It's special sauce is what? Mayonnaise and ketchup and something else. I mean, I can't remember what all, because I've seen somebody make it in front of me before where they just stir it up and you put like a pepper or something in there, whatever it may be. I don't know, but
it's pretty much what Thousand Island dressing
is.
Yeah,
I don't think those taste at all similar.
Mayonnaise, ketchup, sweet pickle relish, mustard, vinegar, a little bit of hot sauce.
Yeah, so that's the special sauce.
Yes.
Now, open up another tab on that computer and tell me what the Thousand Island is, because I don't think it's that close. I think he's just merged into...
I mean, they taste very similar, Mike.
Really?
But it does say... Okay, so mayonnaise, ketchup, sweet pickle relish, chopped hard-boiled egg, along with other ingredients.
Yeah.
Like I don't do Thousand Island. My dad bought some Thousand Island at my house like 3 years ago, and it's still like every time he comes in, he uses it.
Well, you
and
should.
I'm like, dude, I haven't bought any new stuff, Dad. Cool. Should probably get a new bottle of that.
Yeah, you should probably be nice and replace it for him.
No, I'm good.
I mean,
I'm good.
I tell you what,
he's a grown man. He can get his own Thousand Island.
I hope they cry for 6 hours.
Oh, my goodness. That is a terrible thing to wish upon this guy.
As a fellow parent.
I'm just kidding. I really am just kidding.
Really embedded some bad karma in your
life. I'm just kidding. Hey, she wasn't happy with me this morning, so I had to get up
pork
and beat her.
Pork chop.
Well, yeah.
She ate a whole bottle.
Speaking of crying last night, we need to talk about what happened at Truist Park. Now, there was a series of events in the eighth inning that I would argue was one of the worst innings of the year for the Atlanta Braves when everything is considered. Now, it obviously was not awful because you did end up with the bases loaded at one point, mm-hmm. but then you had 3 strikeouts during the inning when any of them could have tied the game at the time. The crowd booed. The crowd booed at Truist Park last night, which we have not – what is Truist Park now, 9 years old? We haven't heard that a ton. We haven't heard boos come out time and time again at Truist Park. But last night – hearing boos from Truist Park is like, it's warranted. And I'm not a boo at the home. And I want to get you guys' take on this. I'm not a boo the home team in their stadium when I'm a fan of that team. I'm usually not that guy. I've been booed at Alabama, mm-hmm. got booed when I was with the Falcons. Boo. I'm usually not the kind of guy that's going to boo the home team. But last night I was like, I get it. I definitely get it.
You're never going to catch me booing a home team. You're never going to catch that.
Did you feel like it was at least warranted somewhat?
I can understand the feelings. Also, the extra grumpiness because there was an hour rain delay.
Exactly.
So it wasn't great weather. So I can understand everything felt a little bit off. Like, it was the third inning. I was like, I'm exhausted.
Yes.
So I can understand things were a little bit off. Maybe people were a little bit more testy than normal. I just don't think you should do that to your home team. And Snicker afterwards said he didn't notice it.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Sure.
Okay.
There's a couple of things he has not noticed this year. I'm not even going to go down that road right now, but yeah.
I don't know
if he notices the bad play from some of his players at times.
Well, I don't know. What is he supposed to do? Well, who's he supposed to put? I mean, that's kind of a.
What do you mean, what's he supposed to do?
Well, who's he going
to
put in place? What's
no, I'm talking
option?
about noticing the booing.
And
could just be honest and say, yeah, I heard it. It was very loud.
Well, look. And maybe he's like, I'm not going to play into it because I don't want them to think that they're getting to us. I don't know. I don't understand why he says some of the things he says. When he says he doesn't notice it, I'm sure he did notice it. He was probably just not thinking about it or just didn't want to admit to it. I'm not a huge fan of booing at home, but at this point, okay. I mean, you paid for the ticket. Look, I'm not a booer of my team. I'm not going to sit there and boo, but I'm not going to tell someone else they can't do it. And I'm not going to. Now, I tell you what I don't like is throwing stuff on the field and that kind of stuff. Or if you boo a player that's been injured, now you've crossed the line. Mm-hmm. But booing Austin Riley for striking out and kicking the ball inadvertently and ruining an inning, or Michael Harris swinging at 6 pitches and 5 of them out of the zone. For a team that's been putrid, for a team that I think somebody put every team that's the last 3 teams the Braves have played have been in runs where they've been under 500 and you've lost all 3 series. You were what, a game over 500 and now you're 6 under, like just like a week and a half ago. Okay.
What is a boo going to do though? What is that going to do? It's not productive at all.
Hold on a second. I have no problems with the fan base wanting to show they are upset with the product. That's fine. Because if you support this team, even enough to go out on a Wednesday night, where you got to probably work the next day and spend your hard-earned money to watch a team that's supposed to be what you think should be an offensive juggernaut get no hit through six innings, it's not going to do anything. And you guess what? That's pretty much what the team's doing when you go spend your money on them.
Well, and here's what I would say to you, Alec, because, again, I'm with you. I'm not going to boo the home team, but I'm not going to tell them not to. Like, have you ever given somebody the finger while you're driving?
I have never, actually.
Well, that's actually impressive.
Well, yeah. I have.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
To say that's not doing anything, but it's letting the other person know that you're unhappy. And I think that it's a message at times because there's nothing the fans can do that is going to change anything, right? The fans can't go take batting practice for Michael Harris.
Right.
But when I watch Michael Harris come up with the game on the line, and he takes a first pitch strike, second tip ball, then it's a foul tip, then it's a swinging strike. So he strikes out in the eighth and ninth inning with the game on the line. You have to know the frustration. And again, I bring up the Marcell Ozuna topic just last hour where I say that Marcell Ozuna should be trade bait because otherwise, other than that, there's no other direction to go. Michael Harris is under contract for how many more years? Like, we're going to have Michael Harris here for a long time. You're paying him too much money. You're going to have Sean Murphy here till what, 2029? Acuna the same way, although we expect him, and I'm giving him mere benefit of the doubt. All these guys are under contract through 2028 and beyond. So when I look at Marcell Ozuna, that's the reason I bring it up. And this is the only thing fans can do to actually tell you this is unacceptable. Well, otherwise, you're just buying a ticket going, oh, that's cool. And then you make a Reddit post later.
Well, that's it for me, though. Booing is the old school social media post. Booing is the old school fan, the guy that's truly, the fanatic is truly in what he is, that thinks, you know, we got these guys on Twitter now, and I say guys, like, there's a lot of people on social media that think they know more about the game than Brian Snitker and Matt Olson and all these guys. And so their thing is, well, I'm gonna trash on them, or I'm gonna pull some obscure stat and say this is why you suck, and tag you in it. See, the thing I hate the most is when people tag players, coaches, GMs in social media posts. Like, dude,
you know what's even worse than that? The guy in the replies that tags. That tags the person.
Oh, to tell on you?
Yeah. Well, either that or to hammer home the point. Like, if I go on there and I go, Michael Harris has not been very good lately. Yep. And then somebody in the replies goes, yeah, Michael Harris, at Michael Harris.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, okay. If I wanted to tag him, I would have.
So booing is like the old school way of just that, of what that has become. Because I really can't stand that. And then it's like you're goading the players into saying something back to you. You know, I remember before Twitter, the last time I think Michael Vick was on the field as an Atlanta Falcon, he flicked the crowd off as they were basically yelling things to him as he walked off the field.
Was that when he was a Falcon? I thought it was when he came back.
No, okay. He was a Falcon. And then everything happens. We forget all that happened these days. Like you hear people talk about Vick now, you wouldn't even know that was the reality of the way it really ended here with him. And I'm talking about pre the stuff with the dogs and gel, like pre when you needed that as just a player alone.
Mm-hmm.
So then players chop if they chirp back on social media, oh well, you just can't handle it or you're soft or this or that. So look, booing is not that big of a deal, I think, in today's age to compared to what they can get on social media.
Personally, I don't mind the middle finger for Michael Vick. Like, dude, probably getting 10 of them back in his face right now because he's wearing the uniform. He can't do it, though.
Well,
it is what it is.
I mean, anyways.
Yeah, that's a conversation for another day.
Yes, hey, it is.
We're going to go to break. When we come back, we got a Life of Squid to hit.
There'll be a special guest.
Oh, where's he at? I don't see anybody.
On the phone.
Oh, okay.
In the Life of Squid.
All right.
From Baron Burton's.
Mm.
And we're going to talk about some goodness.
All right.
Next, Morning Show Sports Radio, Night Show on the Game End.
The Odyssey app.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.